No, stay where you are. Do not break the stillness of this moment. For this is a time of mystery. A time when imagination is free and moves forward swiftly, silently. This is...
ScareFM.com.
ScareFM.com.
ScareFM.com. Nightmare the Hell Demon, and your soul is mine.
And strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls. Whenever candlelights flicker, where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight.
Welcome to Scare FM. I am Seymour, your ghost host. Scare FM provides you with spine-chilling vintage haunted radio that originally aired in the early 1930s when TV was not an option. Our radio show comes from the archives of The Sealed Book, The Strange Dr. Weird, The Witch's Tale, The Blue Beetle, The Mysterious Traveler, and other vintage haunted radio archives provided to you exclusively by Scare FM. Scare FM is syndicated and streamed throughout the globe via iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, Blogger, YouTube, RSS feeds, and a host of other internet websites. Don't be frightened. Sit down. Relax. As we unravel the mysteries of the macabre, only provided to you by Scare FM. Before we get started with our first episode, a word from the Scare FM advertisers.
Having a haunted house, Halloween party, or haunted event this year? Are you ready with all the best haunted sound effects, pumpkin teeth, and video effects? Find them all at soundsofterror.com. Sounds of Terror has everything you need to give your haunted house, party, or event the perfect sounds and visual effects. Don't wait. Go to Sounds of Terror. That's soundsofterror.com. Halloween is almost here. Prepare yourself. soundsofterror.com.
Hi, this is John Hires, creator of John Hires Visual Effects, and we love listening to Scare FM.
Are the plants in your home or business always underwatered and look half dead? Yeah, I know what you mean. Do you hate getting that potting soil on your clothes? Me too. Then you need to visit our friends at Hydrating Beads. Hydrating Beads are water beads that feed your plants 24 hours a day. Hydrating beads come in 12 different colors to best suit your home decor. And the best part about hydrating beads is you no longer have to worry about watering your plants every single day. That's right. Hydrating beads can water your plants up to 90 days without any maintenance whatsoever. No more mess, odor, slime, or continual maintenance. Grow your plants and flowers without soil. Visit them on the internet at hydratingbeads.com. That's hydratingbeads.com. Hydratingbeads.com.
Hey guys, this is Sean Gordon, director of The Oatmeal Man, and I love listening to Scare FM.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
Hi, this is Craig Hines, the evil genius from darkimaginings.com, and we love listening to Scare FM.
Are you a home hunter? Do you own a professional haunted attraction? Is it important for you to have your customers come back year after year after year? Do you want to give your customers the best haunted experience possible? If you answered yes to any of those questions, then you need to get the visual effects at johnhyersvisualeffects.com. J-O-N-H-Y-E-R-S visualeffects.com. Turn your haunt from drab into fab. Get your effects today.
Hi, I'm Tyler Ferroni, illustrator of The Garden of Sin, and I love listening to Scare FM.
Hey, do you want to see something spooky? Then chop off your head and head on over to ToxicToons.com and see all the new merchandise that Uncle Piggers has created for 2012. He has Toxic Toon monster bags. He has trick-or-treat bag specials. He has creepy t-shirts. He has weird stickers. He has ringworms. Oops, how did that get in there? He has Toxic Toon's art books and over 60 spooky prints of all his ghoulish artwork and lots more weird creepy stuff. So much stuff, it's making my eyeballs drool just looking at it all.
ToxicToons.com.
So come and see why Uncle Piggers is fast becoming what Halloween needs. A nice creepy kick in the... His merchandise is so spooky, it will make your grandma fill up her already dirty diapers.
ToxicToons.com.
So head on over to ToxicToons.com and tell him Scare FM sent you, and he might just throw in a surprise in your order.
Go to ToxicToons.com.
This is a chainsaw-wielding maniac from Haunted Overload in Lee, New Hampshire, and we love listening to Scare FM.
Not all solar panels are created equal. In fact, there's a huge range in efficiency. So if you're looking for efficient solar, look at the facts. SunPower's products hold the world record for energy production, and SunPower's solar panels are the world's most efficient, up to 50% more efficient than conventional panels. How do we do it? With our revolutionary patented Maxeon technology. The front of our cell captures significantly more sunlight, even in low light conditions. That's because there are no wires on the surface to block the light. And the middle and back of our cell is designed to convert that captured light into the maximum energy output available. Because our panels are so efficient, you get more power and energy in the same amount of space. The bottom line? When you're looking at solar, efficiency matters. And SunPower makes the most efficient solar panels in the world. SunPower, the world standard for solar.
Hey guys, this is Eric Zulli, the Hollywood It Guy, doing it the easy way. I listen to Scare FM Radio, baby. It's a hot station. You should listen to it, too.
Hi, this is Richard Braggs, creator of Codename Like, and we love listening to Scare FM.
Now it's time to listen to Episode 1.
Superstition on the air. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? We present for your enjoyment another short, short story in the series planned to reveal the origin of popular superstitions. This one will disclose in dramatic form the manner in which it came to be regarded as most unlucky to walk beneath a ladder. The scene is a downtown street corner. The time, noon. Hello, Dick. How are you, old man? I haven't seen you for, why, it must be nearly a year.
Hello, Steve. Well, I'm glad someone's missed me. I've been over in Egypt.
That so?
Yes, I've been cruising around the Mediterranean ports for months. Had some mighty interesting experiences, too.
You must have had. Look here. It's lunchtime, and my club is nearby. Come and lunch with me, will you?
Why, thanks, Steve. I'd be glad to. I didn't know you belonged to the Conservative Club, Steve.
Oh, yes, I've belonged for years. My father was one of the founders, you know. Here we are. They're refinishing the front, it looks pretty badly. But they'll have the scaffolding down in a day or so, I think. Look out! Don't walk under that ladder.
You don't think it will fall on me?
Why, of course not. Surely you know it's the worst kind of bad luck to walk under a ladder.
Yes, I know it's supposed to be. Strange we should speak of this superstition. While I was abroad, I heard the true story of how it originated.
Did you really? I'd like to hear about it. Oh, here we are. Come right in.
Well, I'd be glad to tell you, if you don't think you'd be bored.
Why, of course not. But wait, let's sit at this table and order lunch first.
Surely.
How do you do, Mr. Kramer? What will you have for lunch today?
Oh, hello, Hubert. I'll have the special lunch.
Do you prefer a cocktail or a bouillon, sir?
A cocktail, please. What will you have, Dick?
I'll have the lunch also, with the bouillon.
Fine. And now for the story. The origin why walking under a ladder is bad luck.
Well, it began with an incident that grew out of a very common practice in ancient Assyria.
Assyria?
Yes. You know, in those days, several hundred years before Christ, it was the custom to prop ladders up against buildings as makeshift scaffolds on which to hang criminals.
Is that so?
Yes. In this particular superstition, it originated, I understand, in the year 832 before Christ.
Quite ancient, isn't it?
Yes. There was a very wealthy man by the name of Danaan, who afterwards became one of those almost legendary figures, noted for his kindness to the poor and that sort of thing.
Oh, yes.
Danaan had one slave working on his estates who hated him. The slave, whose name was Nazar, had resolved to watch for an opportunity to seek revenge on Danaan for offensive humiliation.
I suppose that happened a lot in those days.
Yes. As our story opens, a band of marauders had pillaged Danaan's flocks, but his shepherds succeeded in capturing two of them and...
Clumsy fools! Did you think that you could outwit us and escape?
Oh, we are innocent. Oh, spare us.
You cringe. You who have stolen the sheep and murdered the slaves of Danaan, my master.
Protect us. We are innocent. A grave mistake has been made.
My master shall be the judge of that. Stand back. Make way for Danaan, my master.
Where are these thieves who pillage my flocks and slay my servants, Milo?
Here, master. I have them shackled.
Oh, most noble sire, we are innocent. Why, I swear it.
What say you to that, Milo?
He tells an untruth. With mine own eyes did I see them.
Oh, save us, sire, save us.
Will you swear, Milo, that you captured these men as they fell upon the sheep to steal them?
Yes, master.
Then it is beyond my power. The penalty is death. Death by hanging. I have no alternative. I must follow the dictate of the law. Milo, have Artemis, my brother, place the ladders against the granary at once.
Yea, master, it shall be done.
Nazar, take the prisoners to the granary and guard them closely. I shall join you there.
Most carefully will I guard them, master.
Oh, no. Surely Surely, Naser, you are not going to aid in hanging me, your own cousin.
How can I prevent it?
Unloose the shackles. Let us escape.
That I cannot do. There are too many eyes upon us.
Naser, thou art a coward.
Coward, you call me? You who know how patiently I have waited to avenge the humiliation brought upon our people by Danaan?
Oh, save me. Save me. Oh, cousin, I beseech you.
Would that it were in my power to do so.
But you must realize that it is impossible.
But I swear to you, I shall avenge your death. The moment that Danaan is unguarded, I shall kill him.
Oh, I'm afraid to die. Oh, help me. Help me, Naser.
Hush.
Help me.
Hush. You want to betray me? The master approaches.
Naser, bring the captives to the ladders.
Yes, master.
All is in readiness, Danaan.
Then proceed with the hanging, Artemis.
The rope, Naser.
I am here, master.
Oh, cut those bodies down. There's no longer reason for them to hang there, and I will not have it.
Yes, master. It shall be done at once.
Wretched devils. Hurry, Naser. I have other work of import for you to do.
I am doing my best, master.
Naser, why are you cutting those bodies down? Oh, Danaan, you are here. I did not see you.
Good morning, Artemis. I ordered Naser to cut down those poor wretches. I cannot bear to see them there any longer.
Ah, you have the heart of a woman, Danaan. They should hang there as a warning to others.
Their death is enough of a warning. Go on with your work, Naser.
Very well, brother. But come into the granary. I am sure you, sir... Be careful, Danaan. The body of that rogue hangs by a thread and may fall upon you as you walk beneath it.
Hmm. Have no fear, Artemis. I shall be careful.
What is it? What has happened?
The knife. It slipped.
You blundering fool! Danaan, speak to me. It is I, your brother. Danaan! He's dead! My brother is dead! You, Naser! I'll kill you for this!
No, wait, I am not to blame.
Not to blame? You've killed my brother!
The master walked under the ladder. He struck the corpse and knocked a knife from my hand. I'm innocent, I swear.
My brother's death must be avenged. You must die!
No, I'm innocent! Death.
And so Naser was put to death. But regardless of that, the people persisted in believing that it was Danaan's walking under the ladder that caused his death.
So that's how it all started.
Yes, Steve. You see how silly the superstition is, don't you?
I don't call that so silly. A fellow getting killed under a ladder?
But don't you see, Steve, even if Danaan had not walked under the ladder, Naser would have killed him anyhow, wouldn't he?
I suppose so, but...
Of course he would. You know he would.
You're right. He would. It's 1 o'clock. I'd better get back to the office. Come along, Dick. Let's get out of here.
I didn't realize it was so late. I was so busy telling that story. Did you like it?
Certainly. It was very interesting.
Hey there! Want to get run over?
Look out, Steve! Good heavens, man. Why did you step out in front of that taxi?
You think I want to walk under that ladder and get killed? You have just heard another of the stories dealing with the origin of superstitions. May we remind you at this time that each one of these playlets is based on true and authentic information.
In the continuation of this series, which will be presented over this station, be sure to listen for your pet superstition.
This concludes today's show at Scare FM. If you are thinking of advertising with Scare FM, please go to scarefm.com for more information.
Be sure to bring your death certificate if you decide to join us. Make final arrangements now. We've been dying to have you.
ScareFM.com.
ScareFM.com.
ScareFM.com.